Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg and Mamwela 19, Rustenburg 22.
Crash on the N3 south at Van Buren Road. We've also got a stationary vehicle on the N12 west now, and that is after the ramp from Craft Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says intensive negotiations are underway with the United States following an executive order by President Donald Trump that will see a 30% tariff slapped on South African exports from next Thursday. The tariffs, which apply to key goods, include vehicles, steel, aluminium and citrus. It could also cripple local industries. Ramaphosa says South Africa is pushing for a compromise package.
We've got to engage with them and find a way to reach a settlement. So within the window that's still open, we're hoping that we will find a way to settle this matter. So intensive negotiations are now underway.
Good news, the almost two-week-long pilot strike at FlySAF Air is over. In a statement this afternoon, the airline announced that it's reached an agreement with striking pilots affiliated to Trade Union Solidarity following marathon negotiations. Here's FlySAF Air's Kirby Gordon.
We're pleased to have reached a constructive resolution that allows us all to move forward together. Returning to our full schedule will bring about much-needed capacity back to the market, which is essential for restoring fare equilibrium and making travel more affordable again for all South Africans. We thank our customers for their patience, our employees, including many pilots who flew during this period, for their hard work and dedication, and the CCMA for its guidance toward a balanced outcome.
A man has died in a shack fire in the Marathon informal settlement in Germiston. The blaze broke out in the early hours of this morning. 12 shacks were gutted. Here's Ekurhuleni Emergency Services spokesperson William Tladi.
A charred body of a male adult in his early 40s was discovered under the burnt corrugated sheets. And paramedics on site declared the patient dead. The actual cause of the fire is still under investigations.
The Border Management Authority says no new laws have been implemented relating to the entry or exit of South African citizens. This comes after a widely circulated message claiming that a new law requires all persons born in South Africa to enter and exit the country solely using a South African passport. Here's the BMA's Mimi Mahotsi.
The existing legal position remains unchanged and continues to be governed by the South African Citizens Act of 1995 as amended. South African citizens are expected to enter and depart South Africa using their valid South African passport, even if they hold dual citizenship.
And finally, the city of Cape Town's famous City Hall clock is chiming once again after being fully restored. The clock, which was installed in 1905, was removed in March this year for repairs. Here's Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis.
For the first time in many years, Cape Townians will hear the beautiful bells of City Hall chiming in perfect time with its ancient clock. This project is a symbol of the pride we feel in Cape Town and the responsibility we have to respect that which we've been left by previous generations and to work to make it even better for future generations.
I'm Chanel September, more news at 4.
You like that Cape Town story, right?
Of course, Alex.
Come on. And the rest of Gauteng's going, yeah, you know why it's called the Mother City? Because it takes 9 months to get anything. Are you going to have an awesome weekend?
I am.
Will you give us a report back on Monday? Or are you just
going
to...
For sure.
Nah, keep it on the down low. What happens at Janelle's house stays at Janelle's house. Donkey so stirred. Already, feel good Friday. Let's prove it.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.